Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. And I want to thank Genesis Communications Network for providing the platform for USA Prepares to broadcast from. It's very kind of Genesis Communications Network. All the engineers, the staff, and the owner, Ted Anderson. Thank you, Ted. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia, the United States' only full-time Australian correspondent on the radio. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Now, Gwyneth, I'm sorry I missed your calls yesterday. Gosh, anyway, I appreciate your calls. And you and I were talking about something very, very serious. And it has to do with chemistry. It has to do with urea. And it has to do with the current shortage. Did you want to get into that first?
Yes, the harbor process. I was actually wanting to go into how Project Paperclip built our modern world. I think that we could spend actually a few broadcasts on that. But the harbour process is part of that, because Fritz Haber was he was one of the head Nazis. You know, he was Adolf Hitler's chief go-to science guy. Okay, and like I said, he was when I did chemistry when I was at university, we learned all about Fritz Haber, and they said Fritz Haber's famous for two things: Zyklon B and the Haber process. And he said, "Huh?" We all knew what Zyklon B was, and then the lecturer explained what who Fritz Haber was. That he was Adolf Hitler's science chief, if my memory serves me correctly. And he also invented something called the Haber process, which, I'm not quite sure exactly anymore on the exact details of the process, but as well as I can, I will detail it. You take sulfur dioxide, and you somehow mix it with, some sort of nitrogen, some nitrogen compound. And somehow inside this industrial machine, out the other end pops ammonia and sulfuric acid. Okay, that's good enough for now. But those two chemicals, ammonia and sulfuric acid, are absolutely vital to the entire modern world. And almost everything that you see out there is made using either ammonia or sulfuric acid. And there's just no getting around it. And the only way really to make it is either you let your pee go stale, okay, or you build a harbour machine. reactor. And if you build a harbour reactor, it's going to be a big one. Okay, I don't think you can build that sort of thing on a small scale. And, yeah, this is it. This AdBlue stuff is ammonia, urea. And, if you've got a shortage of urea, it indicates that there is a shortage of harbour processing plants out there. And that's a big problem for the whole modern world, because ammonia is used to make plastics, it's used to make, obviously it's used as a fertiliser, it's used for cleaning processes, it's used for drug manufacturing. Just about every drug that you see out there, most of them have ammonia as an ingredient. And this is it. Yeah, this is an absolutely monumental problem if we are having an ammonia shortage. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Oh, it absolutely does. And, Class, you've seen the signs at truck stops and gas stations, and they have capital letters D, E, and F. And that stands for diesel exhaust fluid. So diesel exhaust fluid is dyed blue, and it's a mixture of two parts deionized water and one part urea. And the way it works is it's injected into the second catalytic converter on a diesel exhaust system, and it leaves the exhaust cleaner, allegedly. Okay, so that's the reason for it, and the engines will not run without it. So right now, it's been reported. Gwyneth told me that there was a report on the news, the mainstream news in Australia, that there's a shortage of diesel exhaust fluid. Is that correct, Gwyneth?
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned that to you because I knew that that is something that you knew far more about than I did. As it turns out, I didn't actually know what AdBlue was. But like I said, it's extremely consequential because of what it represents is a shortage of ammonia. And that is the really big deal, because if you have an ammonia shortage, if something has happened to a bunch of the harbour machines out there in the industrial world, they're not necessarily going to put that on the evening news, because your average punter is not going to be interested in that. It's going to be a non-story for them, okay? But if the ammonia industry goes away, the modern world goes away, because there's no plastics and no pharmaceuticals. And, there's, like I said, you even take those two things right there, and you can kiss goodbye to the modern world. Because if you've got pharmaceutical drugs go away, okay, for one thing, you're going to have a bunch of people dying, because I don't know what, I've heard something like 2/3 of people over 60 are reliant on pharmaceutical drugs. I seem to remember hearing some sort of statistic out there, okay? So, that's a bunch of, I don't consider 60 to be particularly old, but, apparently that's considered, technically that's considered old. And not only that, a lot of the drugs that use ammonia happen to be psychoactive. So drugs that get given to people to stop them from going crazy. And if there's an ammonia shortage or some problem with the ammonia plant, then, these people are going to have trouble getting their medication. And, when Archie had his mission, I wasn't with him at the time when he had his mission, but he still knew a lot of people from the mission when I knew him, and a lot of them had psychiatric problems, and they had to take their meds, and when they didn't take their medication, they were not on this planet. They were literally chasing people around with kitchen knives and this sort of stuff. They were off their rocker. And the only thing that kept them calmed down was their psychiatric meds. You know, so like I said, if psychiatric medications went away, that's going to collapse society right there. Because, you know, I don't know what proportion of adults in the United States are on psychiatric medication, but I would assume that it's quite a fair tranche of the population out there. And I've heard in Australia figures as high as 10% of the population. You know, I don't exactly know. I've heard figures like 25% of the population have some degree of psychiatric problems. And, you know, I would say that probably about 10% of the entire population are reliant on some type of psychiatric medication. If that goes away, all of us have got a big problem, because you're talking about 1 in 10 people who are absolutely off their rocker and are going to go and hurt someone. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, the good thing is we know where they are. They're in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of them actually are.
Yeah.
This is it. That's,
you know, Gwyneth,
that is actually true.
So urea, formaldehyde, is used in, it's used in agriculture. And it's used for fertilizing crops. And what happens with urea formaldehyde is it slowly releases nitrogen, so the crops seem to tolerate it and grow vigorously. And then they become dependent on it. I mean, this is the alternative to that is what we all do here at USA Prepares, which is compost. And we use manure and animal urine, etc., as fertilizer. But the rest of large, big agra uses urea formaldehyde in their fertilizer products. Now, there's another use for urea formaldehyde, and that's insulation. So let's say you have a cramped area that needs to be insulated, and like a refrigerator, like a freezer. So you have the inner skin of the refrigerator, which would be plastic, or metal if it's a chest freezer, and then you have the outer skin, and in between there, the inner and the outer skin, you want it to prevent the heat from going in. So use insulation. Now, an ideal insulation is if you could put a liquid in that cavity and have it expand outward to fill the cavity, that'd be great. And that's urea formaldehyde insulation. And that's what's used in freezers, chest freezers, and current production refrigerators, rather than using fiberglass. Because fiberglass, although it does have some insulative properties, it doesn't compare to that of expanding closed-cell foam urea formaldehyde. So that's another use that is absolutely critical. And then, of course, there's the medical uses and food preservation.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So a little over 11 years ago, the Environmental Protection Agency decided that they're going to tighten up regulations on diesel engines. And this would be diesel engines that are 3/4-ton pickup trucks and heavier. And the answer that was developed to reduce emissions was this diesel exhaust fluid, which is this urea fluid that is sprayed into the exhaust stream that reduces the nitrous oxide and particulate matter in diesel engines. And so it was a real cheap solution, you know, just a few thousand dollars per vehicle for the larger vehicles. And but you have to keep buying this diesel exhaust fluid. And right now it is becoming more and more in short supply. And I don't think the media has fully understood the ramifications of what this means. So if urea is in short supply, which it is, it will be impacting medicine, as Gwyneth mentioned. It will be impacting laminates, you know, like plastic laminates, textiles, fabrics, and blends of cotton. And, of course, it's used in agriculture for fertilizing, and etc. So this is a pretty big problem, and I don't think it is being addressed properly in the media. So what does it really mean? It seems to me that if truck drivers are having difficulty getting DEF, diesel exhaust fluid, they won't be able to use their trucks because their engines won't start. Okay. And it's recommended that they, truck drivers, not urinate in the DEF tank of their trucks to make natural diesel exhaust fluid. So because there's a ratio of deionized water, 2 parts and 1 part urea. So it'd be difficult to get the right mixture, I would think, for the average person. So this is a problem. And how much DEF does a truck use? 2%. 2% of what? 2% of the fuel. So 1 gallon of DEF typically would be combined with 50 gallons of diesel fuel. Now, I want you to think about this. So we have a diesel truck here at the farm. It has a 34-gallon tank, 34 gallons. So it's not 50 gallons. But if we use one tank of fuel, we would need almost a gallon of DEF. Now, where would we get that? Fortunately for us, our diesel truck is a 1999 Dodge with a Cummins turbo diesel that does not have this exhaust particulate capturing and modification system. So we just have a straight exhaust by the factory. We didn't modify it, just came that way from the factory. So what's happening is older trucks are in demand. Why? Because they're less complicated. There are all kinds of problems that are associated with this DEF system. The filter, the particulate filters, get clogged, and then the trucks don't run right. So then you have to bring the truck into a mechanic and have them work on cleaning out the particulate filter system. That's a problem. So DEF, urea, is underreported, underrecognized, and I think the GDP has no idea what's coming. So it means more shortages in everything. Because your lumber that you want to use to tweak that house of yours, you want to build some shelves, or you want to build a bookcase, or you want to add a room on, that comes by truck. And almost 100% of those trucks are diesel trucks. What I mean by almost 100%? Like 99.999% are diesel trucks. So what Gwyneth mentioned to me on the phone privately a couple days ago that we're fleshing out today is huge. Absolutely huge. And Gwyneth is the kind of person who understands and brings this to light. Because she paid attention in science class. So here we are. Is it getting better? No. And when Joe said, shelves are going to be stocked by Christmas time, that's a wish. That's a wish.
Yeah, we wish.
Yeah. And, okay. And presents aren't that important anyway.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison confirmed Wednesday Australia is joining the U.S. in a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympic Games in protest of human rights abuses committed by China's government. Chinese media has laughed off the boycott, saying no one cares if politicians attend the Olympics. Another President Biden vaccine mandate was shot down by a federal judge Tuesday. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley on Fox News says all the judges have the same conclusion. President Biden does not have the authority over the American people.
You have four rulings now across the country. These mandates are now frozen in amber until they can break them free on some type of appeal. But they all have one similarity. All of these judges are saying that President Biden's exceeding his authority.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As mainstream media first reported the Omicron variant of COVID-19 could be more dangerous and contagious, that seems not to be the case. Now that scientists abroad have had a chance to study the variant, reports are it's not as contagious and not as dangerous. Yale University epidemiologist Dr. Harvey Riche on Fox News says a respected French scientist has revealed his findings.
Well, it's a weak variant, and Bourla is wrong about it being more transmissible. It's less transmissible. The fact is that the transmissibility index has been studied by a very smart professor in France, Jacques Fantini, who calculated that its transmissibility is comparable to the alpha and beta variants, and it's about a third of what delta is. So it's less transmissible than delta. And in fact, we have a lot of herd immunity in the United States now. Perhaps two-thirds of Americans have had COVID, mostly asymptomatically. It's not going to be fertile ground here to spread against delta. So as much as we might want it, because it's so mild, to use as virtually an infectious vaccine, it's not going to do that. Very likely it will not take over Delta, but it will just be on its own.
Some of the early reactions to Omicron, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said the number of U.S. Omicron cases is likely to rise. New York Democrat Governor Hochul ordered some New York hospitals to halt elective surgeries over the new variant. New York City's mayor announced a vaccine mandate in the private sector 2 days after Christmas. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something else. This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why you got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the season... For 2 seconds during the...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us. And so, class, if you want to get a handle on what's happening with ammonia and urea, you might want to just track the price of diesel exhaust fluid and see how it goes. Okay, so if it starts going up, you know we got a problem. All right? That's one way of looking at it. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, I noticed you called it urea formaldehyde. Is that related to the formaldehyde that they use for preserving dead bodies?
Well, I believe it is. Okay, so urea, formaldehyde, and they're two different things, but they sometimes are combined together. So, yeah, formaldehyde is formaldehyde used for embalming, and that's going to be another problem, right? But it looks like I'm looking at an article right now about diesel exhaust fluid and the pricing of it, and I'm looking at when is this article? Okay, so it's as of February this year, so that's a while ago, but it's gone up significantly, about 25% month over month in February. So it keeps going up. Bottom line is, watch the price of blue DEF, and I don't know why they call it blue DEF other than it's dyed blue, so you don't think it's gasoline or something else. But I guess it looks like windshield washer fluid, because that's blue also. So that's just one small topic to think of. Gwyneth, are you familiar with the product that Apple makes? It's called an AirTag, AirTag, and it's an item that not very smart people have, because they lose things. And so what they do is, this thing is roughly, it's a disc shaped. Let's say it's the size of a U.S. quarter. And it allows you to, if you put it in your wallet and you can't find your wallet, you can use your smartphone to find the AirTag to find your wallet. Well,
oh, no.
I mean, really? So, so people are so careless. They're so careless they don't know where their wallet is. All right, so that's one use of this. Okay, so if you can't find your keys, I'm sure you could do the same thing. You know, attach an AirTag to your keys, and you could find where your keys are, so you can find your car. But there's a real ingenious use of these AirTags that's making the rounds, and that is, criminals are buying them, and let's say they have a part-time job parking cars at a resort or a restaurant or, you know, a high-end place where you go and the valet, you hop out of your vehicle and the valet just jams down on the gas on your luxury car and then whisks it away and parks it for you, and then when you come back from dining, you get your car returned to you by that valet. Well, what they can do, and have been doing, reportedly, is putting these AirTags in inconspicuous places on the vehicle. So they know where you are, and since they've where you live, because they can find where you live with their smartphone. And they can also, at the same time, make an electronic copy of your electronic key. Or if you don't have a real sophisticated key and you have a plain old key, they can take a clay impression of that key and make a key later. So now they know for $29.99 plus tax, they know where your car is, they have a copy of your key, and at their leisure they can go to your house in the middle of the night and drive off with your vehicle. That's
Can
Apple.
I mention something?
Absolutely.
A lot of people, including myself, back in the day when I was driving, they had their house key and their car key on the same key ring. Most people do. So wouldn't it be kind of handy if that, if that same helpful fellow made a copy of your house key as well? And then,
yeah, that's what
didn't just take your car, but filled it with all your stuff.
Just I know a guy.
Just outside your place, in a car over the road for a few days to see your routine. Oh, yeah, goes out to work at 7:30 in the morning and does the motorway warfare thing. And, If he still lives at the office, or goes for a jog every afternoon at 4 p.m. If he or she works at home, and it gets even scarier because if it's a she, and this guy notices that you go you're a she and you go jogging in a park at 4 p.m. each afternoon, then maybe this fellow might decide to put you in the trunk. And that happens from time to time.
I know that.
I laugh, but it's just, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Well, I know that guy.
This is
I know that guy.
This is not a new problem.
I know that, Gwyneth, I know that guy. Years ago, this guy you're describing visited our farm. And he had this great big heavy keychain. And he had an expensive German car. And on the keychain was this expensive German key, his house key, his other house key, his tractor key, the key to get into his business, okay? All his keys were on this keychain. And I said to him, from a practical perspective, all that weight of these 20, 30 keys hanging on this keychain are really wreaking havoc on the ignition lock of your BMW. And if you need to have all of that replaced, it's going to be over $1,000. So here's what you do. You take all those keys off the keychain, and you just have a key fob, so if you drop the key, you can kind of find it. And just the key for the BMW, period. And that will save you at least $1,000. Okay? And so what happened one day is he had this keychain, and he left it on the bumper of a vehicle while he was doing something. Somebody took off with the vehicle, and the keys fell off the bumper between where he was and 26 miles away. He got them. He found them. He followed the trail. He found them in the road where they had been for a couple hours. All banged up. They were run over many, 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 many times. And he had to buy new keys. So, so that's putting all your keys in one basket, right? That's crazy. Absolutely crazy from every perspective, including someone getting them if they had one of these air tags, knowing where you go, where you shop, you know, your pattern. Because people follow the same pattern. They buy gas at the same gas station, at the same pump, on the same day, almost every week. They go to the same stores, park in the same places in the parking lot, go back and forth to home, work. They have a routine. And so with, you know, a little effort, someone can follow them and get into their house because they know when they're not home. They've got the keys because they've made copies in clay. Or they've got a key machine. Gwyneth, I have a key machine. I was at an old key machine. I was at a hardware lumber store that was closing in Virginia. We were moving out to Missouri, you know, 16 years ago, and this store was shutting down. And I went in there, and everything was 50% off, anything I wanted. They even had one of those machines that would shake a quart or a gallon can of paint. I thought, well, that'd be kind of neat to have. But it wasn't worth $150 or $125. But the key machine with thousands of blank keys for $125, the key cutting machine, plus all the blanks, plus all the mistake keys that I could maybe even use them for $125, I bought the whole thing. So I had a key machine. So an average guy can buy a key machine or an average gal. And they're used. And you can get the blanks. You can buy a bucket of blank keys on eBay for maybe $100. Now, that sounds like a lot of money, $100, but it's probably 1,500 keys. And that would be Kwikset, Schlage, General Motors, American Motors, Chrysler, Ford, you know, Master Lock. All the kind of key blanks that you could possibly imagine would probably be in that bucket. So that would be a classic car thief's dream, having one of those air tags, going to a classic auto show, and stealing a car. Well, okay. What's next, Gwyneth?
I would like to, first of all, I'd like to make an additional comment here because there's a topic. I've spoken about it before on air, but it is a topic that I enjoy historically researching, and that's pirates and highwaymen, okay? And, you know, because this is a thing of in a past life, in a previous incarnation, I was a pirate, and in another incarnation, I was a highwayman. I ended up being quite famous in both lives, and so I was written about. In one life, I was Lady Catherine Ferrers, and in another life, I was George Wilson, who is the mate lot of Captain Bartholomew Roberts. But I'm just explaining that background because it's very interesting to go back and read the playbooks of highwaymen that they used 300 years ago. If you do that, you can see the parallels between what robbers were doing 300 years ago and what robbers are still doing today. And if you can know what robbers were doing 300 years ago and that it wasn't too different to what robbers are doing today, you can keep yourself out of trouble. You can keep yourself from being robbed. And there was a highwayman, his name was called Francis Jackson, okay, and he was, you know, not a particularly famous highwayman. Like, he wasn't anyone like Dick Turpin or anybody like that. He was still caught for his crimes, and he was still hung. But before he hung, he wrote a book, and this book has survived. And this book is a manual on being a 18th century highwayman. It tells how they operated. I don't think it's in print anymore, but I've read snippets of it on the internet, and it's very, very useful. I can hear the music, and I would like to just quickly mention this after the break.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, you were talking about piracy and a book. Please continue.
Yeah. Just hang on a moment. I'm just trying to figure out something with my phone here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello?
It sounds like you're at the end of a tunnel, but we can hear you. It sounds like you're at the end of a tunnel, but yes.
I decided to do something funny. Just hang on a moment. Oh, here we go.
Okay.
There we are. How's that? That's better, isn't it?
Oh, that's much, much better. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, okay. Now that's fine. But anyway, yes, there was this book that was written by a 18th century highwayman by the name of Francis Jackson. He was English, and he knew that very, very soon that he was going to have a short drop and a sudden stop. And he was hoping that if he wrote this book that he might get some sort of clemency from the judge, and it didn't work because he hung, and rightly so. But this is very useful because it tells us how they operated. And we don't really have, because we don't have much information on how 16th, 17th century highwaymen actually operated, other than Francis Jackson. But he was very, very detailed, and he had some excellent advice for travellers. Actually, he also explained how they operated, which lines up with what I remember about being Lady Catherine Ferrers. I remembered that I wasn't just a highwayman, that I also operated as the magistrate. And that is why there's nothing in the Newgate calendar about me being a highwayman. And it meant that I knew most of the highwaymen in the area, and I controlled them. Because if I said a word, they would hang. That meant that I controlled them. And that meant that I was able in some degree to operate them as a cartel. And this is just what I remember. This is not in any history books. And I still am quite a cunning person in this life, but in that life I was pretty shrewd, and I was quite a piece of work in that life. But his advice for travellers was, don't tell anyone where you're going. I mean, by that, I mean just random people. You know, so you're sitting in a bar, and you know, you're having a few drinks with your fellows. This was back in the day, but you know what I mean. And you know, don't let slip where you live. Don't tell anyone where you're going. And when you need to go, do not say goodbye. And don't give out a whole bunch of details about your life to random strangers. And because you never know who's listening. Okay? And something that he mentioned, now he lived slightly after the time, you know, maybe 50 years after Lady Catherine Ferrers. So I think that he was actually late 17th century. And, you know, but, or going into the 18th century, that sort of window of history there. But he said that they have a network of informers all through the Cochin Inns network, he said, and they all get paid a tidy sum of money for any tip-off that they give on a good traveller, somebody who's going to be profitable to rob. So it meant that everybody from the stable lad to the landlord always had their ears open for information that would lead to a good robbery. And that is what I remember, because I remember being the one who was in charge of monitoring and sort of setting up this network back in the day. And obviously it outlived me, Lady Catherine Ferrers. And but that made a lot of sense when I read that, and I said, yeah, actually that's still good advice. If you are going to go out, and if you have a Facebook page, which I would not recommend anyway, I don't have a Facebook page anymore, don't post on your Facebook page when you're going to go out. Don't say where you live on Facebook. Don't give every detail of your life. Don't post the photo of the flat-screen TV that you just bought on the Facebook page. You know? Because people who are robbers are going to... They monitor Facebook for this sort of thing. And they're monitoring you.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.